Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest today is Steve Lash of the Daily Record. Steve's been covering the high courts in Maryland for some time. You're a lawyer, right?
Yes.
And you've had some really interesting stories recently about cases that have been languishing, I think we have to say, in the courts, waiting for some action or decision or something. Is that correct? I mean, fill us in a little bit on where we are right now.
Well, the most stunning case was handed down earlier this month. Double homicide allegedly committed now by Javon Grade. His case was after it was argued before the high court. The high court did not issue its decision 5.5 years later, and when it did, the court unanimously essentially overturned the conviction and ordered a new trial.
This is, I think, somewhat shocking, must be, to many people.
This was part of a larger story that we've done at the Daily Record, going back to the summer of 2011, where we had tracked down cases that had been languishing for at least 2 and 3 years, many of them criminal and some civil. And, of course, the criminal cases get the most attention because that's where somebody's liberty is at stake, and it's not a question of dollars and cents, as would be the case in a civil litigation. There was one case of somebody who had actually served his 5 years. It was a case of a gentleman who had been convicted of a felon in possession of a handgun. He was sentenced to 5 years with no possibility of parole, so it was a 5-year sentence. His public defender argued that, well, no, the statute says 5 years with the opportunity for parole. The court heard the case almost nearly 7 years ago. So during that time, the gentleman served his 5 years.
But it's been pending for this length of time.
It's been pending nearly 7 years. Has not been decided.
This is a situation that is particularly vexing for a reporter because the court, operating often behind closed doors legitimately, and can argue that this is a process that needs a lot of time. And yet you have these cases and you can't get anybody to really say on the record what's going on.
Yes, it has been a historically confidential process. Appellate courts deciding cases, they go to conference. Nobody's allowed in the conference, generally not even the law clerks, and generally a deliberative process. And one of the definitions of deliberate is slow. But an interesting point is that under the state constitution, expressly calls for the Court of Appeals to render its decision within 3 months of hearing the case. A case in the early part of last century, the court said that, well, that 3-month deadline is discretionary.
Well, you would think that maybe somebody would try to deal with this.
Well, I've heard privately that this is a concern of the judiciary. The Office of the State Public Defender, in a couple of these cases, including the one of Javon Grade, the one who had waited 5.5 years for the court to unanimously order a new trial, the public defender in that case, after waiting, sent a motion to the Court of Appeals essentially saying, decide this case, because delay is essentially denying the client his right to due process.
Well, Steve, it's great work that you've done here, and we appreciate having you on the program. Thanks.
Thank you.
For Steve Lash, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.